Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Huge threat in Israel right now. I want you to listen up, CBN News, about the biggest threat, Israel's number one threat that they're concerned about right now in regards to what is taking place in Israel. Listen up.
They have all the ingredients for a nuclear bomb. They know how to spin centrifuges. They have 10,000 centrifuges. They have enough fusel material for 5 to 7 bombs. They have the knowledge. They haven't decided to do the last tactical mile, but strategically they are ready for the bomb. Why they are not breaking out tonight or yesterday? Because it will take them about 4 to 6 months to enrich the uranium, which is now in the low level of enrichment or medium level of enrichment, to a military grade. And in the eye of the Iranians, 4 to 6 months are too long time. And the situation in the world is not such that they think that they can get away with it. They want the time of breakout to be much shorter, and they are waiting for international crisis that the attention will be moved from them. This can happen in 2013, and if Iran will decide to break out, it will be a huge challenge for Israel and for the international community. The Iranians can cross the red line of the prime minister whenever they decide that they want to enrich more for 20%. Until now, they are very cautious. When they approach the enough fusel material for one bomb, they are transforming it and to a fuel, to a nuclear fuel for their Tehran research reactor. But they can cross this line anytime that they will decide to cross it. And still, according to their perception, it is still under the umbrella of the NPT. So this is the main challenge in 2013, whether the Iranian will challenge the international community or whether Israel will decide that this is the time to do something about the Iranian nuclear issue.
Think about that. It's just kind of hard. You got to just imagine this. Israel's smaller than New Jersey. Israel has 6 million Jews. That's it, just 6 million Jews in it. America has approximately 6 million. Israel has approximately 6 million and a few other scatterings in the world. And you think what Hitler did. Hitler killed, in 6 years, he killed 6 million Jews. What Iran is wanting to do. Iran's wanting to kill 6 million Jews in 6 minutes. And the whole world's watching. And the church is asleep. I mean, she's not even reading her Bible. You know, she's not even reading her Bible. Was it 81%? They're not even reading their Bible, according to George Barna. And definitely you don't know the perspective of Israel, if God's perspective of that. And Israel right now has, if you've never been to Israel, you know, remember when we were up north, northern parts of Israel and all? Now they have all types of 20-foot, 30-foot fence all the way around everything. Like walls and concrete and steel. But it's like surrounding Manhattan. It's like, but the whole rest of the world's against Manhattan. It's like, that's like not, you know, it's obviously, it's good odds with God because God's not going to let it happen. But the fact that if we sit silent while she is in danger of losing her life, you know, and the threat is against her. And really, you know, God may be looking at us and saying, you know, what's your response? There it is. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to stand with Israel? Are you going to defend her? Are you going to tell her enemies, you know, don't even think about it? Are you going to remove this impending doom of building nuclear bombs and understanding that North Korea has nuclear capabilities already, and Russia's partnering with them, and Russia's wanting Cyprus now. They're wanting to swing down to Cyprus. They're wanting to, they're all in Syria, and Syria's right on, it's like the hat of Israel. It's right on top of Israel, yeah, Iran and Syria.
And they're certainly friends with Iran.
Yeah, friends with Iran. It's like, it's every nation around her is like a trembling cup. Hello. And so what I'm sensing is if any blows happen to Israel, you can imagine if somebody's like taking a fist and they're gonna punch someone else, and you're looking at that fist going towards their face, but you yourself are the one that's gonna feel the punch.
Mm.
Because God's not gonna let Israel, you know what I'm saying? But because you didn't respond, you know, it's the time clock. Ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And understand that that gavel is going to not land on Israel. That gavel is going to land on the church who sat silent. And the driving force, you know, Satan's wanting to destroy God's people. That's always been since day one, since the garden. We've seen it over and over again. And for some reason, those that even call themselves Christians are partnering with a destruction.
Right.
And so Israel surrounded us. So all that beautiful area, you know, that we were a part of when you told the security we were doing. And
I was praying.
Yes, praying. Yeah.
Oh, great.
All I know is they took him behind the curtain. Americano, I don't know what happened
here,
there.
Americano, come here.
But he came out really humble, and we just moved on. But it's just they're living in a fortress now. They're living in a fortress. Imagine being in a real high crime area, and you have a lot of gang violence in your neighborhood. You know, people are being shot, crossfire. I mean, you're going to put bars on your windows. You're going to put stuff up. You're going to begin to put fences around you. You're going to begin to buy dogs. And it's like, mm-hmm. That's not the way to live. I mean, that's a terrible way to live. But especially if you are, you know, Israel, if you're the apple of God's eye, and we're saying, listen, imagine putting a barbed wire fence around God's eye, over his brow, under the part of his eye. And that's just ridiculous. I mean, really? We're going to allow that to take place? And it's just totally amazing, because the same time the president is there in Israel, the same time he's there in Israel, you know, verbally saying, hey, you know, we're going to do some positive things. What's already been done, the very ones that are on the other side of that big fence they're putting in is saying, we want to annihilate you and push you off the face of the earth. And we won't be satisfied until a rock tells a Muslim, hey, there's a Jew under me. Come and get this one, too. I mean, that's what it says. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the Quran, and they're demonstrating it, and we just gave them $1.3 billion on the other side of the fence. Well, we gave Israel words,
right,
and we gave Morsi dollars and fighter jets, you know, and we gave Turkey the Iron Curtain. Mm-hmm. We got the Ottoman Empire, you know, visionary. We gave them an Iron Curtain, and we're giving Israel words.
Squat.
Words. And I'm thinking, this is not good, church. This is not, you understand, we are in times, and if you look at the history of the world, this is what you'll see. You'll see tyrannical rule and bondage, you know, slavery. That's the whole history of the world. When you're seeing take place right now in America and in Israel, is a unique thing that's recent. It's a recent thing. And Israel sees that, if you look at their history, what they said, we appreciate America because America gave us democracy. That we gave them democracy in the context of that. No king, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, which means this experiment could end.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, future generations will say, what'd you do with the freedom? What'd you do?
Mm-hmm.
Just shut up and pass me the straw for the bricks, right? You know, I mean, come on. What are you going to say, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
As your child's being sold off to be someone's servant. Wow. Yeah, what are you going to say? As your wife is being taken to be converted into whatever religion. And what are you going to say? You're owned at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just like, we're willing to give that up? Is that we're not going to turn to God? God gave us the opportunity to walk in freedom. Is this what we're going to do with freedom? And I just want to encourage you, if you have not yet gone to Original Intent of America on the VFN Torch, which you can get to at VFNTV.com, You need to go back and begin to study the original intent of two very important things. The church and America. We got to get back to basics. It's not as complicated as religion's permission to sin has made it out to be. It's just a relationship with God. And when you really love God, you don't want to hurt God, or you don't want to see God's people hurt. Mm-hmm. But then love keeps you from sinning against your brother. Mm-hmm. Or at least it gets you to the point of being sad for the fact that you did, and you want to go back and apologize for it, and you want to make it right. And it's love is our identification card. He said, love each other. New commandment I give to you. Love each other, and by this, all men will know you're my disciple, if you love one another. And it's like, oh my goodness, we got to get back to the simplicity of being the family of God and hanging out with Jesus, being an abiding relationship with Jesus. Don't you want to hang out with somebody who hung for you? Mm. Don't you want to hang out with somebody that proved their love to you? That said, listen, you've done all these wrong things, but I'm going to make them right by my own personal sacrifice. And I want to tell you and lead you and encourage you and love you. And I want you to be my bride. I'm excited about living with you forever. Why wouldn't you want to hang out with me unless you believe the lies of religion? Listen, so many things are taking place. There is hope if we turn to the hope that's in Jesus Christ. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.